If you remember right before our break, we did the sugya of smichat geula l'tfilah. In the middle of that, there was a little bit of a discussion in both of the places about when did geula happen. And I said, at the time, I don't know what's going on. That's still mostly true. I'm not 100% sure I know what's going on. But over break, it happened to be the rabbi of my shul. For his Shabbos HaGadol drasha, I was dealing with this parak, and I was like, oh, okay. At least I, let's say 50%, got it, and I came across a piece of Sefer Chassidim that helped me understand it as well. So, let's do it. Okay, so, hopefully this is in your minds fresh, because, you know, Pesach thing.
Sure.
That thing. You know? Okay, so turn to that thing. Turn to Bracha Dav Dalet. So the Gemara says, and make sure you have a chumash. A chumash, chumash, chumash. Chumash, chumash, chumash. What? So, bracho, dalet, amud olive, amud bet, rather. Thank you. There, I had two choices and I did the wrong one. While it's open in front of me. This is impressive. I'm doing well today. Okay, so, dalet, amud bet, the Gemara says, we had a machloket. Is it birchot kriyashma, shmon esrei, right? Geula, tefila. Gula, tefillah, both in morning or at night, or do we want Kriyat Shema in the middle, right? Sorry, Shmoneh Esrei in the middle, right? So the Gemara says, but my kamiflige, after we had that machloka, the Gemara said in Dalet Amud Bet, what are they arguing about? Ibaidei Makra, Ibaidei Masvara. So either it's based on psukim or it's based on logic. Rabbi Yochanan sever gula me urta namihave. Because Rabbi Yochanan thought that there was geula also at night, and therefore there is a value to smichat geula l'tfila at night. Ela geula me'alyata lohavi ela me'tzafra. But the full geula, the complete geula, was only in the morning. Rishua ben Levi Safar came into lohavi ela me'tzafra lohavi geula me'alyata. And Rishua said that since the geula was only in the morning, so only the morning counts. Now that's a little bit of a weird machloket, right? Meaning, did they go out during the day? Did they go out at night? Are you arguing with the facts? Are you arguing how you evaluate the facts?
I would say what counts as
good. Sure. Okay. So that's point one. Brachot daftet amun aleph again. Wait. So no. It's talking about Mitzrayim clearly. Now go to tet amun aleph, right? So this is the second part of it, if you remember. So the Gemara there says, it brings up the issue there about when you eat the Karban Pesach until, right? Is it until Chatzot Midoraita, or is it until the morning? Right? So the Gemara says, Vahani Tanoi Kani Tanoi. This machloket depends on the following machloket tanaim. Ditanya sham tizbachet ha-pesach be'erev, kivoa shemesh, mo'ed seitcha mimitzrayim. You will offer the Karban Pesach in the evening when the sun sets at the time you left Egypt. Now, what's the problem in that pasuk? It says, there are three times, when you offer the Pesach in the evening when you left Egypt. Now, what's the problem? The simple pshat is, when do we leave Egypt? In the morning. You eat the car. When do you shecht the Karban Pesach? When do you offer the Karban Pesach? Well, you shecht it during the day, right? And then you eat it at night. So you offer it during the day before, 14th, right? So there are really three times. The simple pshat is, when do you bring Karban Pesach? 14 afternoon. When is the evening? Trick question, right? In the morning. I know, in the evening, right? And when? When did you leave Egypt? Well, it seems like day. So three distinct times, right? Evening, afternoon, right? Afternoon until sunset, morning. Rabbi Lazar Omer. So Rabbi Lazar takes the three times and says, "Be'erev atazovech," at night or the evening, afternoon, meaning the 14th, you shecht. Ukivo Hashemesh, when the night comes, ataochel. And when you left Egypt, which was
when they actually exited.
The morning, seemingly. Atasoreif, you burn. Rabbi Shua says, Ba'erev atazoveach. The afternoon you shecht. Kivo Hashemesh, Ata Ochel.
As the sun's setting, you eat.
Va'ad matai ata ochel v'holeich. And when do you eat? Ad moed sidchav mitzrayim. Right? So what's the machloket? Do you burn in the morning or do you eat until the morning? Now, what's weird here is that, if you don't think you eat all the way into the morning, when do you eat until? Chatzot. Does the Gemara explain why you would eat until chatzot? No, that's not one of the three times mentioned in, right? There were three times, remember, afternoon, night, morning. One shita says you eat the karmen bezel until chatzot. Because he says morning is when you burn, but not until when you eat. When do you eat? Till midnight. Why? It doesn't explain. When does the day end at midnight? When does that ever happen? Right? Does it explain? No, it doesn't explain. And then the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Abba. Ha kol modim. Everyone agrees. Kishenigulu Yisrael Mitzrayim lo nigu el be'erev. Everyone agrees that they were redeemed. When were they redeemed? At night, Shene Emar, and then he has a proof. Ellie gives me the look, like, what? They left at night?
No, I was going to say, I thought maybe, the way you pronounced it sounded to me like the time they were exiled from.
No, Nig Alu with an Aleph, right? They were redeemed, right? At night. Now, you might tell me, really, they were redeemed at night?
No, it makes sense. At night, the dominion of the.
Oh, very good. But did they?
Is proof
that oh, very good. And there's a proof text, which is.
Say,
very good.
Until
right? Now, listen to this very odd pasuk, okay? This is the proof text. Now, you tell me what's wrong with this, Ellie. Okay?
All right.
You left, they were redeemed at night. Ellie says they didn't leave at night. They left.
But they left during
the day. So, Ellie correctly says what it probably means is that the dominion of the Egyptians ended at night, even though they only left during the day. What's the problem? Well, what does the pasuk say? That would work if the pasuk had said that God redeemed you at night. Except what's the word that it uses? Hotzi achara Hashem elokecham mitzrayim laila. The pasuk in Devarim that God just took you out at night. Did he take you out at night?
No,
he took you out in the day. Ukishe yatsu. And then if that wasn't confusing enough, the Gemara says, and when did they leave? Lo yatsu bayom shne amar. How do I know? Mimacharada pesach yatsu v'nei Yisrael biyad rama.
That is when the leaving part started.
What? One second. Alma nechleku. So what are they arguing about? Al shat chipazon. So you might have thought they're arguing about when they leave. No, everyone agrees when they happen. They're disagreeing about what haste means. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "My chipazon di Mitzrayim." He said, "Chipazon
was the Egyptians urging them."
Right. The chipazon, the hurry, was the Egyptians hurrying them, which happened
at night.
Akiva Savar. My chipazon, and Rikina says, what is the chipazon? Chipazon to Israel. The Jews were rushed. When were they rushed? Morning, which is weird. Why is that weird?
You don't consider chipazon that they're, eating with their...
No, because he said when they left, right? Because remember, he's justifying the morning. But Ellie is correct. What's weird about that line?
They don't seem to be
what in God's name are you talking about? They were eating at night. They finished dinner. And then the Mitzrim said, get out. And what did we do? Sorry, we're not allowed to leave our house until the morning. What haste are you even talking about? They were twiddling their thumbs for the entire rest of the night, knowing they were supposed to leave. What chipazon? They rushed out in the morning. But this whole story makes no sense. They rushed out in the morning. Why? Because they only had 6 hours where they couldn't do anything but sit in their house and wait to leave. So then they rushed in the morning. But this is like classic yeshiva guy, right? It's like, we are going on a tiyul in 6 hours from now. Go back to your apartment now and get your stuff. And what do? You do nothing until 38 seconds before the bus is here. And then, wait, how am I supposed to get everything in time? I forgot my water bottle. It's like, yes. Right? Okay, right? And then the Gemara quotes a braita. Tanya namihachi, hotziyacha shem elokecha bimitraim, laila. We took you out at night. Then the obvious question, wait, you didn't go out at night. What are you talking about? You only went during the day. The day after the Pesach, the Jews went with an outstretched arm. The Gula started at night. It started at night. Something's burning. I don't know. Okay. So, honest question. How many of you are confused? What? Okay, so Josh is not confusing. Okay, good. I want you now to write on the board and map out what all these times and why anyone thinks some of them are important, some of them are not.
Okay, I'm still a little bit like the beginning stages of this.
So, yes.
Are they arguing about like when actual events happened or the relevance of?
Oh, good.
Events,
or... So Mordechai says. Oh, okay, so first of all, right? No, very good. So first of all. Are they arguing about when things happened? Are they arguing about how to assess what happened? Are they arguing about, I mean, what is going on exactly, right? And remember, this is like sitting pretty important because this is not just theoretical. This depends on, this is the what Smicha Gula Tefillah depends on. This is what the time of eating Karban Pesach depends on, is defining the time of Gula. And amazingly, what exactly is going on here. Now, I'm a little bit confused. I'm a little bit confused when I read it the first time. I'm a little bit confused when I read it the 10th time. Right?
I'm worried about what times matter.
Good. Why would you say one or the other?
Because, is it like, well, what's the last line of that, the Shetchil Ha'am Gula Liba Arab, are we looking at when they actually left or when the entire process started?
Good. So why would you say any of that? So Josh just says because they were sitting in a room thinking, and they're like, "Well, what's important? What's not important? I don't know, right? Maybe, but there's I want to show you that there's a very good reason why they are confused. There's a very good reason why they are confused, and there is ambiguity. And this Agadata is responding to a very real issue. What is the very, very real issue? Not two psukim. Halavai would be two psukim, right? That's not the issue, right? See, this is not. The issue. This is the issue. Okay? Watch the issue. Okay? So open up to Perek, to Shmot Perek, Yud Bet. Perek Yud Bet. Well, you know what? Just for good measure, let's start with Perek Yud Aleph. Okay? Perek Yud Aleph. I want to show you why this is confusing. Good? Perek Yud Aleph. Vayomer Adonai Moshe. Od nega echad avi al paro v'al mitzrayim v'achrei ken yishtalach etchem yizeh kishalcho gala garesh yigaresh etchem yizeh. One more makah I will bring on paro and then I will send you out. Daber nabaz ne'am v'yishalu yishmeit reyo v'yishamit rutak lechezu rizahav. Tell them now, go borrow gold, silver. V'yiten Adonai chen b'nei mitzrayim gama ish Moshe gadol mod b'rishman b'nei avdei. Pharaoh, Uveinei, Ha'am, right? And God gave them favor, okay? And then he says that there will be Makat Bechorot, and I will go out in the middle of Mitzrayim, and when will that happen? Vayomer Moshe, kol mar Adonai kachatzor alayla, and yotzei b'toch Mitzrayim, right? So we know already, right? Chatzor, we've talked about the kachatzot before. Chatzot is now, right, one thing that we know. Good? Good. Now skip to Perek Yud Bet, okay? So, if you aren't confused yet, it's not that confusing yet. So far, what is the important day?
So far, it's
Tetvav midnight. Right? Tetvav midnight.
Philosophically, it's
Tetvav.
Yeah.
Tetvav midnight, right?
Yeah.
Good. What do you expect the next pasuk to be?
But they left.
Very good. So first of all, Perek Yud Bet. Vayomer Adonai Moshe v'el Aaron v'eretz Mitzrayim l'mor ha'chodesh hazeh lochem rosh chadashim rishon hu lochem l'chodshei hashana. By the way, Aleph Nisan is the first of the year month. Just want to remind you that that is what comes afterwards. So if you we talked about this earlier when we did Parsha, but if you wondered why the Haggadah quotes a Midrash Halacha that says Yachol Me Rosh Chodesh, that's why. Because it said, one more makkah, and you're out. HaChodesh, by the way, while we're talking about that, I would like to talk to you about Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
The advertisement.
Yes, this is very important.
It's a mid-roll ad.
Right? Yes, I would like to tell you about this, as it goes on. HaChodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Dabru el kol adak Yisrael, Leymor Vesar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yikul lechem Yisrael, Levayt, 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 Vim Yarabayt, Nigam, da, 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 right? Pasuk Vav. Vayalach chem limish. So, well, first of all, what day is this? Besor lachodesh. Pasuk gimel. Dabru el kol adat min Israel lemor besor lachodesh adavi kulahem. So, first of all, when is Moshe talking about Makat Becharot? Well, God knows when. Either before Rosh Chodesh, definitely before the 10th, because he's telling them in advance 10th grade. Okay, good. Then in Pasuk Vav, Vayalachem lemishmeret, you will hold on to this animal until what day? Ad arbas arayom lachodesh hazeh, v'shachatu oto kol kala dat Yisrael bein arbaim. You will shecht it when? 14th? Bein harbaim. What's bein harbaim?
In the afternoon.
The afternoon, between the Arabs. Right? Good. Remember, this is one of the two halachot we want to explain, is when do you eat your Karban Pesach until, right? Right? And you will eat it at this night, right? Key night. Right, roasted with matzah and maror, then Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Yud, rather. V'lo totir v'menu ad boker. V'anotar v'menu ad boker by Ishis Rofu. Right? So what do we have? So we have no eraser, but that's great, right? So we think, we start this off, first of all, that where do we think we are? Almost at the 15th, right? Right? If this is Nisan, right, this is... Should I do this left to right, right to left? What do you care? They're fine here. We think here... Of course, I am having a great day. Okay, right. So what do we have? Right. So here is, right, Rosh Chodesh. Here is the 15th. Right. So we start here, and we hear Moshe say, "Chatzot." Right. Right. We think we're somewhere here. Turns out
we're not.
We're not, because we start talking about this, and then we start talking about the 10th. Right? So, this is why Yachol Meirosh Chodesh. Right? Then we say, okay, 14th Sheft. Right? This is Bein Ha'arbay. Good? Right. Then you eat at Laila. Okay, good? Then you burn in the morning. Right? So now what's the problem? Right, so remember, we don't know. Do you eat until you burn, or is there a stop to the eating? We don't know. Right? What possible stop might there be? Chatzot, even though it's chatzot ever brought up in the context of the Karban Pesach? No, it's brought up in the context of the Makkah, but that's why there's a shita who thinks that chatzot might be a cutoff, because it's mentioned in the middle of this crazy perek. Right? Now, why do you think that this is, and why would these be connected? Now, watch how weird this perek gets. Okay, remember, part of it we understand when Geula is, and part of it we understand when Chipazon is. Okay, watch how strange this perek is about to be. V'kacha tochlu oto. This is how you eat the Karban Pesach. Matnechem chagurim, na'alechem v'raglechem, umakalchem bielchem, v'achaltem oto b'chipazon Pesach u'lashem. With your shoes on, your sticks in your hand, and you will eat it hastily.
Hurry up.
Why? Wait, I'm sorry. Did you just tell me that we're leaving in the morning? We're finishing the morning. I start eating it as soon as the afternoon finishes.
I mean, it's a big animal.
And I have to be rushing with my shoes on and my backpack on my, right? This is a lot. This is what he's telling you is, guys, you have a teal next week, okay? So when you have lunch tomorrow, I would like you to make sure your shoes are on and your bag is packed, because you will have no time. Right? B'chibazon. Now, you understand that the simple shot is who's chibazon. You are b'chipazon. What's the problem? What? You are not b'chipazon. What chipazon are we in? Now, if you wonder why the Gemara has a machloket, chipazon, right? Who's chipazon? Well, read the perek, and you will also be confused, right? Then it goes on. What?
I said the missing one.
Right.
Wait.
What? No, that's one of the in the Gemara, right? So then he says, "Va'avarti v'eretz Mitzrayim, balayla hazeh," and I will pass through Mitzrayim on this night. V'keiti chol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim edon v'avehim v'chol ohei Mitzrayim eseh shvatim ani Adonai, and I will strike down the Mitzrim. V'aya ha'dam lochem la'ot ala batim asher sh'atem sham. Vereiti et adam, ufasachti aleichem, v'lo yevrechem negev l'mashchit bakoti v'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay? Right? And then the blood will be on your houses. V'haya hayom hazeh lachem l'zikaron. Now, someone translate that pasuk. Pasuk Yudalad. V'haya hayom hazeh lachem l'zikaron.
And this day should be for you for a remembrance.
Good. What day?
14th.
Exactly. Right? What day are you talking about? The 14th? Why would you say 14th?
That's when it starts. We're talking about.
Because.
We're
talking about the Karban Pesach. And the next pasuk is Vayalachem lezikron lachem v'chagotem otam chag lashem l'dor deichem. Right? Very good. What's the problem with saying that Bayom HaZeh is the 14th, which is the simple pshat, because that's when the Karban Pesach is brought? The next pasuk. Shiv'at yamim matzot tochelu. For 7 days you will eat matzah. What day is that?
7 days counting from when?
From the 15th.
From the 15th, because we know later on Pesach is Tet Vav. So which one is it?
I mean, I think you could say that Pasuk Yedalad is talking about a separate, like, Yom Tov type of thing.
Correct. Very good. What's the problem? I'm pointing out. The problem is there is ambiguity. Because the Yom here is either the 14th, probably the 14th, but then we start talking about
the Chag.
Very good. Now, what's the problem? So you'll tell me that's not a problem. Chag HaMatzah starts the next day. Very good. When on the next day? The night. Oh, okay. So the 15th is not about Pesach. It's about Matzah. Sure, but what are you doing on the 15th again? You're eating what? Pesach. And what is it wrapped in?
Matzah.
Right. So which one is it? 14th? 15th? 15th? 15th, 14th, which one is it? Right, exactly. Shivad yamim asot tochilu ach v'yom reisham tashbitu s'or mi batechem. Ki chol ochel chametz v'nichrata ha'nefesh v'him Yisrael v'yom reishon ad yom ha'shvi'i. U'v'yom reishon mikra kodesh, u'v'yom ha'shvi'i mikra kodesh yelachem, kol melacha lo yaseh v'hem, ach asher yechol chol nefesh u'levado yiseh lachem. U'shmartim en ha'matzot, and you will eat the matzah. What day are you going to eat the matzah?
All 7.
Good. What day? If I am about to say Hayom HaZeh, what day should that be? According to you? Hayom HaZeh. 14. Good. Ushmarta en ha-matzot ki bayom hazeh hotzeti etchem et tzvoteichem me'eretz Mitzrayim. You eat matzah on this day when I took you out of Egypt. What day was that again? 15. Right. Great. Ushmarta en ha-yom hazeh ledorotechem chukar olam.
Nice
attempt. Right? Wait, now it gets confusing. Next pasuk, Barishon, on the first day. Good, what day is the first day? Barbasar Yom HaChodesh, on the 14th. Wait, on the 14th when?
In the evening.
Ba'erev, which is what we call in Hebrew.
Erev?
What do we call the evening after the 14th?
No. It's the evening of the 14th. Before.
Oh, you think it's the 14th of Bidika?
What,
no.
What did you mean then?
Right? And you know how I know it's not? You know how I know it's not? Because I'm very good at counting. Because the next one is, Ba'erev tochlu matzot, for 7 days, until what day? Ad yom ha'echad v'eshrim chodesh. Ba'erev, wait a second, 7 days from 14 to 21. How many days are there between 14 and 21? There are 8 days, right? There are 8 days, right?
It ends at the night before the
No, it doesn't. What must Ba'erev of the 14th mean? Good. Erev of what wine?
Okay. You go.
Yeah, that's not how things work. Okay. No. Right? Shivat yamim so'or lo yimatzei v'vatechem gichol ochel machmetzet v'nichreta ha'nefesh ha'hi me'adat Yisrael be'ger v'ezrach ha'aretz kol machmetzet lo tochilo m'shudinim d'chlu matzot. Okay. And now, in Pasuk Chof Aleph, he tells them this. Now he tries to explain what I just said. Okay? V'yikra Moshe l'chol zegin Yisrael v'yomer alihem mishchu k'ulachem tzon n'mishpacholdechem v'shachadu ha'pesach. Take the tzon for you. Right, by the way, what day is this? Probably.
Or the 10th.
Right,
or
yeah, who knows. Right? Very good. And then he tells them that God will bring the Makkah. Now...
The Makkah was brought on the 14th.
Right, now, by the way, if you want more confusion, look at Pasuk Chaf. Okay? Because he's telling them how they're going to eat the first Pesach, right? Good. What do you think they were talking about on the first Pesach?
We're leaving. Yeah.
Oh boy,
good.
We're leaving tomorrow.
Ever notice what the Torah actually says? Pasuk Chavav. Ve'ayaki omru alechem b'nechem ma'avoda azot lachem. Ve'amartem zevach pesach hu l'adonai asher pasach el b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim b'nak po'at mitzrayim v'edbatenu hitzil v'ayikodam v'ayishtachavu. While you're talking about the first one, talk past tense about what God did.
They didn't do it yet.
Right.
16th.
Ve'elchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael kasher tziva adonai et Moshe Aaron. Ken asu. And then it goes on, Pasuk Chavtet. Vayhi b'chatzi halayla, in the middle of the night. Right? Vayhi b'chatzi halayla, v'adonai hikachol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim, b'chor b'hema, yoshiv al kisod, b'chor ha'shvi, asher b'bein habor, b'chol b'chor b'hema. Okay? So, in the middle of the night, God goes and he kills every b'chor. From Paros to the captives, vayakam paro layla, so he gets up in the middle of the night because there is a scream such that it was never heard in Egypt. He calls to Moshe and Aaron says,
night.
At night, leave. When?
Now.
Now. When's now?
The middle of the night.
The middle of the night. Very good. Right? Your animals. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vatechazak Mitzrayim al Am Limaher L'Shalcham in Aretz. Ki Amro Kulanu Meitim. And they said, go, 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 go. We're going to die. Okay? Now, watch this weird pasuk. When are they telling them that? What's the simple shot?
Middle of night.
At night. Very good. What's the problem? The next pasuk. Vaisam et Bitzeko Terem Yechmat Misharotam Tzorot B'Simlotam Al Shechmam. And the people carried out their dough before it rose.
Night.
Yeah, how long does it take to rise again?
18 minutes.
18 minutes. So they're telling them all at midnight to leave, and it doesn't rise. When doesn't it rise?
Midnight.
In the 6 hours between midnight and the morning?
Midnight.
Yeah, but they didn't because they left
in the morning.
But yeah.
Uvnei
Yisrael asu kedvar Moshe vayishlum mitzrayim klechaz v'chazav smalot. Right, so they take the clothes, da 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 da. Pasuk Lamed Zayin Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Meram Seit Sukkota Kishesh Meot Elef Ragli Hagvarim Levad Mitaf. And they left 600,000 people plus women and children. Okay, V'gam Erev Rav Ala Itam V'tzon Vakar Mikne Kaved Meod Vayofu Et Abatzek Asher Tzim Mitzrayim Ugot Matzot Kilo Chameitz Ki Garshu Mitzrayim Velo Yachulit Mameh V'gam Seid Alol Sulem. They were rushed out. They were. They couldn't make food. Pasuk Mem Aleph. Vahi Mikach Loshim Shana Ramev Shana. And they left when? Vahi Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. In the middle of?
This day.
The day. Very good. So now where are we?
Midday.
Very good. What about Pasuk Mem Bet? Next Pasuk. Leil Shimurim Hu Ladonai. This is the night of guarding for the Jews forever.
Well, you see, it was neither day nor night.
Good.
Very
good. So now do you understand? Now, so we have now just read one pasuk. We've read one, not even a whole perek, right? This is the story of the Mitzrayim. Now you come back to the Gemara, and the Gemara says,
when
the Gula was in the morning night, and there was a rush for somebody at some point. And it might have been the Mitzvah, or it might have been the Jews, might have been morning, might have been night, might have been, wait, what? Where were we again? What month are we? I am baffled, well, right?
I'm pretty baffled.
Very good, right? I am, right?
So,
yeah, so now you understand why does the Gemara argue about this, because you read the Perek, and you're like, what in the name of God actually happened? It is playing with your head. So let me make a few points, okay? First of all, right, one second. Because I'm going to say a Sefer Hasidim that you're going to love. You are going to love the Sefer Hasidim, okay? You're going to
love
it.
What do you mean by love?
He is going to love it. He is going to decide that he is a Gilgal of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, and he actually wrote this piece. That is how much he's going to love this piece, okay?
Okay.
He is. Just give me a minute. Wait. Okay. But, so, you come back to our Gemara. Now you understand what's going on. Because, ostensibly, when did they leave?
Day.
Except, is the Torah purposely ambiguous and makes it sound like maybe they didn't leave during the day? Maybe they actually left at night? I mean, it's sort of ambiguous, right? Because they're eating b'chipazon in the middle of the night because they're not allowed to leave their house all night, remember? You know, and they only leave in the day. But they leave during the day. But then it keeps going back to the night. So it's not clear when you're talking. And sometimes the today means the 14th. And sometimes the day means the 15th. Very good. And sometimes the 14th is this day. Normally we're talking about the karban. This day means the 15th when we're talking about matzah or we're talking about geula. Right? Chipazon seems to be talking about the Jews, except the Jews shouldn't be rushed because they still have a few hours unless the Egyptians are banging on their door, right? And they can't concentrate because they want them out, right? And as soon as sunlight goes up, they are going to. And now you understand why the Gemara says that we come in and we say, wait, when? What are we talking about? Now you understand what the Gemara is talking about, or why the Gemara doesn't know what it's talking about, right? Doesn't know what's going on. Now, I will point out, right, Daniel in his Shabbos Hagadol Drasha pointed out, I think, correctly, that the one thing that's very clear from this whole idea is that why is it that we say halachically that you have to be mekayim the mitzvah, v'shasha matzah or mara munachim lefanecha?
Because that's the only thing that's certain.
Because that's the only thing. Why is it certain? Very good. Why is it certain?
Because it doesn't have a time stamp on it.
No.
It's only meant
because it's the only one that overlaps both categories. It's Be'etzem HaYom HaZev, the 14th going to the 15th, and it's also, it's Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzah together, right? However you cut this, by the end, what you do know is that the night following the 14th, you're even eating
Pesach,
and that you've started the 7-day period in which you eat matzah, which means there is a 12-hour period in which, or maybe a 6-hour period, in which the mitzvah of Pesach and the mitzvah of matzah coexist. That's what we call Seder night. That's when you have the Seder. That's what Rabbi Gamliel means when he says, V'shasha matzah mor munachim lefanecha. When those two mitzvot and those two holidays and those two categories overlap, that's what we call Seder night. That's why it happens then. Okay? But now you understand. One second, Josh. Right? But now you understand why there is an ambiguity. Because if you think about, what does the Gemara say? They all agree that they actually left during the day. And they all left that it was a fait accompli at night. And that God wanted them to feel like they were rushing out at night. And even though they had several hours, God is telling them, have your knapsacks on, have your shoes on your feet, because you are rushed. And when the Gemara says that one person says it's chipazon of Yisrael, they're saying, well, it can't really be that they were rushed out at night because they had a few hours. So if they were rushed at night, that's to express the rush of the Mitzrim. Right? You understand now what they're not, these aren't, what they're doing is they're looking at a parak, which is extremely ambiguous in terms of anything that is happening. Right? In terms of anything that is happening.
Is there any textual intention why it's arranged like that?
What?
Do we have anything that, like, is there even majestically any reason why it is such a mess there?
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Would you like to make your comment, or should I tell you the pshat you're going to love? Okay, go. Say it first. Say it first.
It's based on like the perspective. The perspective of like the outside is that like the Makkas Bukharas happened at midnight. The Mitzrayim wanted them to leave at midnight. Like they realistically should have left at midnight. But they only actually left during the day.
Correct, and maybe that's what it means, right? That it was a fait accompli. It basically happened at night, right? And that and the Shita who says it's night is saying, look, that's when it really happened. Right, the fact they waited till morning is a technicality.
Yeah.
Right,
and the entire reason they were
100%. But now you understand why there would be again. Do I know exactly what each Shita said? What they said? No. But the point is that there is this ambiguity. We know when they actually left. We know when it was a fait accompli, and the psukim go out of their way to play with your head of whether you're talking about the 14th at night, the 15th, the 1st, the 10th. Right. So that seems to be what drives these two machlokot. When is Geula? When is Geula Malyata? When did it really happen? Was it when it happened in potential? When it happened in actuality? Right? Was it when the Jews were ready to leave? Or when the Egyptians were ready for them to leave? Right? But you see in the Perek, this is actually a very close read. Right? The Shitot, right? If you read the Psukim and then went back to, if you started with the Psukim and not started with Gemara, you also would have come up with, and I asked you, if I said to you, okay, good, when is Geula? Some of you would have said, at night, and some of you would have said, the day. And if I asked you, when do they stop eating the Pesach? Some of you would have said, the morning. Why would you say morning? Because that's when they had to burn it. Right? And why would some of you say Chatzot?
Because it mentions Chatzot.
Because it mentions Chatzot, and what happened at Chatzot? The Egyptians started banging down on their doors, and God says, get ready to go. So maybe for the next 6 hours, they're packing. Right? You see, but the Chibazon, right? It's not clear. Right? When you read it, it's legitimately not clear if they eat until morning or they eat until people start dying, the Egyptians start banging on their door, and they have to start getting ready. That ambiguity is present in the text.
But then that doesn't make sense.
Very good. So I discovered before Pesach, before this Pesach, in Sefer Hasidim, in the Parma edition, not in the Margoliot edition, the Parma edition, there are two completely different manuscripts of Sefer Hasidim. Sometimes things overlap and sometimes they do not. This one does not exist in the Margoliot one, to the best of my knowledge, but it does exist in Parma. Sefer Hasidim looks in this and says, I have a different solution for you. Here's my solution. Yisrael Yatsu Biyom Tetvav. The Jews left on the 15th, May Ramses, from the city of Ramses. Vilo Yatsu Mimitzrayim, but they didn't leave Egypt until Adlel Tetzayin, until the 16th, right? He said, you misread the whole thing. What is this day? 15th. What's this night? The 16th! That's why this works. Yes, they left. And he's like, this is the timeline. 15th at night, what did they do?
They left their
ate the Pesach. Yeah. 15th in the morning, what did they do?
They left their houses.
He says, Araya, what's the proof? Shenemar b'Mishneh Torah. We didn't even do this yet, right? So now if you want to look, go back to the other proof text. Guys, look at the other proof text. What was the other proof text of the Gemara? There was Shmot Yudbet, and then there was Dvarim Tet Zayin. What does Dvarim Tet Zayin say? That Shmor et Chodesh Aviv Asita Pesach L'Adonai Lecha, Ki B'Chodesh Aviv Otsiyacha Adonai Lecha Mitzrayim Laila. Now we said, what's the problem? This was Eli's problem right at the beginning. That Geula might have happened
at night,
but what definitely didn't happen at night? Yitziyah, they know they didn't live until Etzem Hayom Hazeh. But why does it say Laila? So the Gemara's answer is ambiguous. Ravashi, you have to listen to the Sefer Hasidim. So Sefer Hasidim says, you misunderstood the entire timeline. It's not the 15th at night, you crazy people. It's the 16th. This is what happened. On the 15th, they ate the Karban Pesach. The 15th in the morning, they went to Ramses. Then at the 16th, what happened? Laila. The Ein Lomar Laila Musav Asira Pesach. Don't say that's what the time of Pesach, right? Ela Mamash Hotziam Laila. The word Hotzi isn't Geula, right? It's not Pesach. It's going out. That's what the word means. And I'll prove it to you. They didn't leave at the 15th at night. You know how I know they didn't leave in the 15th at night? Because they weren't allowed out of their house until morning. So how exactly are you supposed to leave a country when you can't leave your house? Right? That's pretty easy. Ella, but what's the problem? You can't say they didn't leave. But what's the problem? Ella, when did they leave? What's the problem? They left Betzem Yom Hazeh, but in Dvarim it says they left. Not they were Nigal. They left at night. I thought you just said they left during the day. He says, no! Be'etzem ayom hazeh. What does it say? When is be'etzem ayom hazeh? Does it say they leave Egypt? Be'etzem ayom hazeh. What does it say? Yatsu me Ramses. They left from Ramses. Because in Bamidbar it says, Vayisu me Ramses b'chod ha'rishon. Lo ma'amr she'pam b'chod ha'rishon. Why does it say it twice? Ella. Be'tedvav yatsu me Ramses. On the 15th, they left Ramses. V'kibtzei Moshe babika achat lirot im yatsu kulam. Then they do, like we do on a teal, a head count. Moshe said, okay, guys, we're all here, Ramses. Is everybody here? Is everybody here? Mordechai, where's Mordechai? Not Mordechai, right? Where?
I was interrupted, I'm sorry.
So I was taking a shower. We're leaving the freaking country. You do not want to be left in Egypt by yourself, man, right? He says, right? Right? So he says, it's exactly, you'll be stuck in Dubai, but not Dubai, in Ramses. And he says, right? So he said, all of 15th was what we do at a tiul. It's that annoying half an hour where, why are they still in the bathroom? People, the bus is waiting. But this is what Moshe did for an entire day. All day, Moshe stands there in Ramses and says, Lo yotim, v'amar le Moshe, al-tiv mi tedvav mi Ramses, ela b'ted zayin, haviyam kulam el paro, b'makam j'gam mitzvim et mehem. Sorry, b'tedvav. So what happens? On the tedvav, they come, Moshe takes them after the head count to paro, and he says, while they are burying their dead, he brings the whole nation. So, would you like us to leave? Right? Ki amu Yisrael lo nitzayid in lano parashuk, because then we're not leaving until Paro gives us reshut. Uvo le'enei kol mitzrayim. When did that happen? Bited vav. How does he know? Because what does it say? That when did they leave? U'mitzrayim mikabrim et meitehem. Rebbe Dehem, that they're burying their dead. Amu Yisrael atem garamtem shemetu. You caused them to die. Ilo hanachtem otanu latzeit. Vilo hayum Matim, if you had let us leave, they wouldn't have died. Le'enei chol Mitzrayim. That's what it means in the eyes of all the Egyptians. Uvau bo bayom kulam. Af b'nei Yosef shayu b'tachan peis bo l'ram says. And Yosef's family, who didn't live in Goshen, they still lived in Tachan peis from generations, they needed time to get there because they were in the far apartment. Right? They didn't worry in 35. They were in Sneer, right? They took more time. You had to give them an extra time.
Yaakov's car.
Exactly. Right? And now he says, so what's Mimacharat Pesach? Now, what was the big problem? What's Mimacharat Pesach? Right? Remember, we have a mitzvah Mimacharat Pesach. When's Mimacharat Pesach? Well, what's the problem? Right, this is a major machloket rishonim. Mimachar ad Pesach means, in the context of Sfirat HaOmer, what does it mean? The day after? Exactly, that's the problem. Because what should Mimachar ad Pesach mean? The day after the 14th, except when do you bring the Karban HaOmer? Mimachar ad Shabbat, which is after the 15th. But in Yoshua, they eat the man until Mimachar ad Pesach, until they can get new grain. What's the problem? What does Mimachar ad Pesach mean? Well, does it mean the 15th or does it mean the 16th, right? So he says, well, it's very simple. It means the 16th. Why do I know it means the 16th? Because that's when they actually left. Because 15th was packing day, right? It was headcount day. Uvelel ted zayin yatsu kulam me Ramses. And when do they leave? Balaila, but not from Ramses. On the 15th, they leave in the day from Ramses, and they leave at night from Egypt, right? V'zeu mirach ha-pesach b'tedvav not l'rishut. Right? V'chol yishon b'tedvav yatsu mirameses, v'chol yishon mirach ha-pesach b'tedvav zayin yatsu b'yaramal, hinu kol Mitzrayim. U'mitzrayim ikabrim, u'trudim ha-yu k'day shelo yomru tachzir lanu mashat alti, v'kol yishimna erav rav milatzei. And he said, shelo yimna, and he says, it also, why did they need this time? Because they needed to make sure that they were leaving while the Egyptians were burying their dead, to make sure that no one would bother asking for their stuff back. And so the Erev Rav wouldn't be stopped from coming, so they had to wait till people were busy. Right? Or, even crazier, he says, I have another solution. The Erev Rav left early on the 15th, so that the Egyptians wouldn't catch them and wouldn't notice that some of them were leaving. And the Jews, who had been told to leave, left on the 16th. So, after all this confusion, the Gemara's solution, what's the Gemara's solution to the ambiguity?
Choose one or the other, I don't know.
Is, there's a sense in which they left on the 15th, but there's a sense in which Geula happened at night. And then the machloket becomes what's more important, when it happened in potential or when it happened in actuality. And that has a machloket about Smichat Geula Tvila. And then in the context of Karban Pesach, they ask, well, on the one hand, we know that once midnight hit, the Mitzrayim were rushing them out, so they probably weren't eating. On the other hand, they only burn it in the morning. So does that mean they can eat it in the morning? It might just happen not to. Or, no, they burn it in the morning, but the eating stops, right? That's the machloket. And it emerges from the story. So the Gemara's solution is to recognize the tension and have a machloket about which one is prioritized. Sefer Hasidim says, forget this. The only way I'm going to solve this nightmare of day and night is to add another night. And I'm going to say, did they leave it during the day? Yes, from Ramses. Did they leave at night? Yes, from Egypt. Or some people left on the 15th, the Erev Rav. Some people left on the 16th. Who were they? The rest of the Jews. So you think it's confusing? Of course it's confusing, because there were two Yetziot Mitzrayim, either of two different peoples or from two different spaces. Oh, you're confused? Well, yeah, when confused... See, this is... Josh... See, Josh forgets that like 15 minutes ago, this is basically what Josh said. Josh was like, they left twice. And the Sefer Hasidim says, yes, they left twice. That is exactly what happened, right? And sometimes when Josh says the things that are the least likely, there's going to be a Rishon who says it. In this particular case, no, it's not Hasidish. Sefer Hasidim is a Balei Tosfot. No, this is Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. This is the time of the Balei Tosfot. Sorry, I should have clarified. Sefer Hasidim. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have clarified. Yes, yes, yes. That's what's crazy, is that Sefer Hasidim, right? Sefer Hasidim is not... This is not the Hasidim you know of. Sefer Hasidim is written by Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in what year? Let's see if you can guess it. No, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. No, I did not.
Oh, that's way earlier than that. No, that's like 1200s?
Yeah,
no.
1150 to 1217. Yes, he's Baal HaTosfot. You understand? This is a shot from over 800 years ago. This is... Yes. So, if you want to understand our Gemara is just a close read of the inherent tension in it. But Josh, mazel tov to Josh, that Josh was the Chavid to Sefer Hasidim, who said, I don't know what's going on. It says they go out at night, it says they go out during the day. I know, they go out in both. Josh says that is a joke. Sefer Hasidim says, no, I'm dead serious. They left from Ramses during the day, and they left from Egypt at night, or the Erev Rav left on the 15th, and the rest of the Jews left on the 16th. So you know that all those contradictions, they're not contradictions. They're talking about two different Yetziot Mitzrayim. Why is that a problem? You didn't think that would make sense? It doesn't take you a whole... He's like, have you ever taken a tiyul? It takes a whole day to do a head count. What? You didn't know that wasn't obvious? Just ask anybody who's ever tried to do a teal, right? We tried to do a teal with 25 people. Try doing it with 2 million. Do you know how long it takes to do a head count? Yes, that means that this will go night, day, night, 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 day. That's exactly what it looks like, people. Yes, so it seems to me that Sefer Hasidim is solving the same problem the Gemara is responding to, except in a completely different way, and shkoyach to Josh, because Josh, in his joke, I don't know if you were joking, and this is why I've said, our conclusion is that Josh is a Gilgal of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, who... Well, Reigensburg went overtime. What do you want from me? Yeah.